Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Just let Jasmine leave?
Yeah, she'll be back.
How do you know?
Jasmine!
No.
I can't have a cat. They're too fucking independent for me.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
In person.
On vacay.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Hello, everyone.
Was in person.
What in person did not have a special ring to it, I fear.
It doesn't feel like vacay.
Because it's my house and it's boring and you hate it.
I had the best day of my life yesterday. I was telling Joey it was literally the best day of my life.
Was it really?
That was so exhilarating. I've always wanted to live on a hill.
Right.
To do that. A part of me always wanted to move to the country so I could put a big, big tarp over a hill and just like slide down. It's always been my dream and it came true yesterday.
We're going to talk all about it. But guys, Kathleen is visiting me in my home. That's why we're on one of my porch swings.
I haven't shaved my armpits in days. It looks crazy. I didn't bring a razor.
Can I take a look?
No, it's really bad.
Oh, okay.
Look at this.
Oh my God. You're delusional.
There's so much
hair.
There's
like three hairs and they're very light.
Do you laser? Long. I used to.
Okay, you
can
tell.
So I still have the effects of laser.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
But still, they're
long. If I don't shave after 3 days, there's a bush.
Well, you should see my Pikachu then. Wow.
Oh, yeah. See, the thing is that I started recently epilating, as you know, Abby.
Oh, that's
took
right.
The video
You're even
epilating.
Epilating your vagina?
No. Okay, so I will not. Wow.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Jesus. That was crazy. I can't epilate my vagina because that would be literally so painful that I would not be able to.
No, that is so painful. Laser is not that painful.
No. If you don't know what an epilator is, it essentially rips your hair out so that it grows slower.
That's crazy, though. That's
Dude,
crazy.
But I didn't experiment. Right leg was epilated. Left leg is shaved. My left leg is hairy as hell. And my right, there's like barely any hair.
No, honestly, there's no hair on your
it's
right.
It's crazy. And I just did it one time, so.
It's because it's pulling the shit out of the hair right down to the root.
Exactly. So I do think it's a little bit painful, but maybe perhaps worth it. I hope you guys don't get bothered by us swinging, because I do want to swing a little
bit. I do love that it's a swing. I was hoping you would want to swing, because I know you're like anti-moving chairs and stuff.
That's a very specific circumstance when we're on a green screen and it relies heavily on us staying in fucking place.
I mean, you're right. You're right. You are right.
Yeah, half your chair
starts disappearing. Will we go in and out of focus with this? Who knows?
No, this camera is amazing. It will never go out of focus.
I cannot see it because... Guys, okay, leave a comment down below.
Okay.
Do you people who have very light eyes, okay, green eyes or... Oh my God, Jesse.
Yeah, me. Hi, I can tell you.
I don't know if it's a light eyes thing, but I am extremely sensitive to the sun. Even now, we're not in the shade and I'm like this. Like,
honey, that's scientifically proven.
Is
I
it?
Fear. Yeah, I think.
Actually? Oh, you're making that up right now.
No, I didn't make it up, but I've heard that my whole life and I have experienced that my whole life. I'm very sensitive to light.
No, like it's so bad. The sun like really kills me. This is killing me right now.
Yeah. Damn, should we have been wearing sunglasses?
We should have, but that feels too late.
Oh my God.
Maybe for Patreon.
We're wearing our tank tops that we got at the Hillary Duff concert.
There's so much to get into.
There is. So let's just do it. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I am dying. I had so many slushies last night that... I'm just not well. Like, I just am actually, like, fucked up. Like, not fucked up. I'm just, like, fucked up. Like, I feel like I fried all my brain cells with my slushie.
I knew it was going to happen when Jessie texted me at 3 a.m. with a TikTok. She, like, sent me a TikTok at 3 a.m. and I was well into my sleep at
oh
that point.
Oh, my God. I know. You had gone to sleep, like, hours before. In my defense, your fucking family kept me up.
Oh.
Your bunny was making me play pool till 3 in the morning.
These people don't sleep. My mom will not sleep.
Wait, but actually, they don't sleep because they're the last people to go to sleep and then they're their first...
first people to wake up?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much for knowing what I was going to say because
really
I certainly couldn't say it myself. You know those IV things? Like they come, I feel like I need that. Like I need a little drip.
Do they have that here in Georgia?
Guys, if only you could see the reality of what Kathleen says about Georgia. If you're from Georgia, she thinks you are literally a hillbilly.
What the fuck? That is not
true. That is true.
You're such a bitch.
You think we all just live in the woods
that
and
is
there's
not-
no stores. Any store. It could be a McDonald's. She's like, you have that here? I'm like, yeah, like Starbucks by my mom's house. She's like, they have that?
I'm
like,
literally, yes. I say it as a joke.
You don't.
No, I actually,
no, you
of
don't.
Course they have a Starbucks. They have a fucking Starbucks on every corner of everything. It's the most, like, everybody has a Starbucks.
That's true.
Come on. And a McDonald's, come on. I say it as a joke.
It's a really
it's
bad
funny
joke.
To say. It's
yeah.
funny.
Oh, your mom's playing with Amelie. That just scared
oh,
me.
Jesus Christ. My mom does love playing with Amelie. When Amelie woke up yesterday, she was like, Rosie.
Yeah, she loves playing with your mom because your mom lets her win at things. Yeah. I don't let her win. I don't like that. You know, I don't want, like, false... hope.
Right.
But anyway,
so I'm here visiting Georgia and Jesse with my parents, my mom and my stepdad, and we're having the time of our lives, honestly. We did come for such a short time. We have to pause every time a damn car passes by, and I'm really getting over it.
I didn't know this many cars passed by.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
You live on a busier street than I thought.
I know, me too. Anyway, continue.
Right. So we're here visiting Jesse's family, and I feel like we should have stayed till tomorrow.
Yeah, I wish somebody would have given that idea.
I don't know why we're leaving Saturday and not.
I don't know either. It was such a quick trip. I knew, too, because we had to film this episode, but then we also have to film a bonus episode for Patreon. And I was like, girl, we're really squeezing a lot into a tight ship or whatever the fuck.
We really are. It's just I hate also traveling.
Oh, that's an airplane.
No, that's your post office, your post guy.
No, but that's also an airplane.
I will say. We cannot do that the whole video.
We have to.
We'll be here for 5 hours. I will say I do love the trees. They're giving twilight. Like the trees here are twilighty.
Yeah, they're very, very, very tall. Yeah. Like Georgia trees are very tall. And it is so beautiful. Another fucking car.
No, we can't.
Another
we can't,
car.
We can't stop.
Another car. Everybody who comes by, we're just like, look at that was pissed. I will say that they're beautiful. It is concerning when you live by them because when they fall, like... they fall on your house because they're so long.
I didn't even think of them like no. falling.
Oh, yeah, they fall all the time. Like, you see that one? That little twig? That shit's like halfway gone.
Well, it's true because they're so tall, but they're also skinny. Like, they're not like very girthy. You know, they don't gotta go look girth.
No, we don't have a lot of girthy trees here.
Speaking of girth, I have so much to say about Love Island, but we'll save it to the end because absolutely. By the time, okay, the last video that you guys saw, like last episode, we filmed that like even way before it went up, and then so many episodes
I was
of Love
pissed.
Island. We
did, you know I was that, pissed editing it.
You know that last episode, Casa Amor hadn't even started?
Yes, I know. I was editing it. I'm like, why are we talking about Gabriel leaving? That was 5 years ago.
I know. Oh, my God.
This is a really frustrating situation we got going on with the pre-filming,
really
but whatever.
We will talk about it at the end of this video, but holy fuck.
No, holy fuck. Anyway, I thought that you guys should stay longer because there's just so much to do. Like, actually so much to
in
do.
In Georgia or, like, here in your house?
Oh, my God. Don't piss me
off. Because for sure
in
your
house. Don't piss me off. The first night, we had the Hilary Duff concert, which...
No, the first night... Okay, I got here
oh, no.
Wednesday
I
night.
Yeah.
I got here Wednesday night. Alex James is here as well. We had a few slushies. Okay, I tried LaVie and Rose. You LaVie made one
Jessie.
For my mom. LaVie and Jesse. Yeah. It was... scrumptious.
Thank you so much.
I'm not gonna lie, the ninja slushy texture is different.
Duh,
it is different. I
Bro,
was like, this is gonna
crazy.
Taste like a fucking blended drink.
No,
it doesn't.
There is no solid piece of ice in it. It is just melting your mouth but freezing. Oh, it's so good.
I will say it's gonna fuck you up more though, because there's something about the slushy texture that you just can gulp it.
No, it actually is dangerous. Last night I don't know how many slushies I had, and I was
you
like I don't
up.
Feel well right now.
No, you were fucked up last night.
Well.
We were watching Love Island like at 11 p.m and we were just like bouncing all over the place, drunk,
belligerent. Guys, okay, anyway, she got here on Wednesday, but technically you did it because it was so fucking late.
Yeah, it was late, but we still hung out and stuff.
Yeah, we still hung out.
She gave me a tour of her mansion. It was absolutely spectacular.
It's not a mansion.
It did take me like 45 minutes to go from room to room
it
and
did
downstairs.
Not. You're so
it's
dramatic.
Too, I will say it's too big. It's
you're dramatic.
Too much of a
mansion. No. I will say,
no,
I love that all the main
gorgeous.
Rooms are on the first floor because I don't really feel that. Like when I go
at
filming
all.
And
no,
stuff.
If it's not
like,
because if it wasn't for upstairs, I were upstairs. Like
yeah.
Everything is downstairs. You have your main bedrooms down here, the kids down here, the pool table, the kitchen, the party, the. You don't need to go up there, honestly.
You don't. I mean, to film and stuff and to edit.
Okay.
But I don't mind that. But yeah, so they got here. The next day was the Hilary Duff concert. And we were like so looking forward to it. Right, Kathleen?
We have so much to say.
That's
about
where our shirts are from, by the way.
Okay, guys, look how cute. Okay, this shirt says Lucky Me. And I'm not going to lie. When me and Jesse were at the booth trying to pick a merch shirt to buy.
Yeah.
We're like, what the fuck does Lucky Me mean? I was like, why?
It turns out, maybe we're not as big of Hilary Duff fans as we thought. Bro, it's
this
actually crazy.
Experience.
No, no. Oh, how much do we say? How much can we get away with here? Is this a safe place?
We have different opinions. We have different opinions.
We don't.
Just because I wanted to leave something 5 minutes after I got there does not mean
that you weren't having a fabulous time.
No, I'm not kidding. We only left the Hilary Duff concert like 45 minutes before she ended it.
Honey, we didn't even let her sing for 30 minutes. We said, where's the door? Let me out of
no,
here.
No, no. Okay, hold on.
It was my Scott Pilgrim moment.
No, this is
I
not,
literally walked out.
No, this is not fair. This is not fair. You have to understand. Had the circumstances been different, we already got to the concert kind of late and we were very upset when
we
arrived.
We can't even get straight in. Curses onto you and your family.
No, Amazon delivery drive.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Fuck your boss.
We can't even get into the concert portion because so much happened before we even arrived
but
to the concert
why.
That literally by the time I got there, I was like, I hate it here.
Yeah, exactly. But okay, I have to defend Hilary Duff. I have to defend Hilary Duff. Okay, guys, just...
That same car passed by earlier.
Is he lost?
With the boat.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, like just right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is like when we were filming as What Did and we thought the same person, remember, was coming and watching us.
No, that was definitely the same truck and boat. I have to defend Hilary Duff for one second. Or or not defend Hillary Duff, defend like why I love it so much. I am
That's
a huge,
so crazy that you're saying
hold
that.
Hold on. I'm a huge Lizzie McGuire fan. I love Hillary Duff. Lizzie McGuire was my whole childhood.
Me
but,
too.
But wait. So even when I was younger, sure, she wasn't the best singer, right? Like she's not like a singer. I loved Metamorphosis. I loved every album. Like there were so many songs
I
that started
playing.
I
should put this pillow in front of my stomach because I think I'm going to want to jump off a cliff when I watch this footage. Anyway, continue on.
I busted out the dumpy jeans.
Ooh.
You're here on vacation with us. No, when I... Okay, I knew so many more songs than you guys did. I was jamming to so many songs. They didn't know Play With Fire.
That song is fucking trash. That song is I don't care so when it came good. Out. That song is literal trash.
No, it's so good. So the Hillary Duff songs back then, I loved them so much. When we were leaving in the middle of freaking... In a moment, anything can change.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's a great song.
Yeah, no, she does have some good hits that are very nostalgic.
So
I
nostalgic.
Think also, you are just generally more attached to nostalgia than I am. That's like a big thing, for sure.
And that's the thing.
And that's the thing.
And that's what that was, though. That was just a concert of nostalgia.
We're going to get into the actual concert. But first, we got to rewind. We must. So we had to go to Abby's house because I, you know, had
a
very
idea.
I always am full of so many ideas. And I know I did very recently just say that I have the best ideas and I'm not wrong 95% of the
time.
That
was a great idea.
In theory.
Yeah, that was a great
idea.
In
theory.
Because how were we going to get there? Like separate Ubers?
Exactly. So we were 9 people. I said, okay, well, I think the thing that makes the most sense is that I will rent a stretch limousine.
Okay, the concert was an hour and a half away, so it made sense.
Literally. But there's a couple things I didn't take into account. To be honest, for the money I spent on the limo, I would have rather have gone a party bus because we were a bit squished.
I'm not gonna lie.
I thought it was a stretch limo.
I did almost have a panic attack in the limo on the way there.
Oh, I almost did a repeat of Vegas. I'm not gonna lie. I literally almost had a panic attack in the limo. And we were sitting the craziest part, guys. When I had a panic attack in the limo in Vegas.
We were sitting in the exact
positions. We were in the same spots. We were in
Jessie
the same part of the limo.
This side of the limo and I was sitting here right next to her.
That's why my exit was so dramatic from the limo because I didn't even let anybody get out. I just like ran past
I
everyone
know.
Like a psychopath.
Like, jumped out of the thing. Yeah. But oh my God, we were sitting there and I'm like, whoa, the last time I was in a limousine was a... Last
you
time
know.
We were in a limousine together and we were just cracking up. So we did have an issue with the driver. You want to go into it? It was
oh,
crazy.
Did we ever?
Not the driver. The driver was cool.
He was not that cool.
I mean, he was whatever.
No, he actually was kind of annoying. Anyway, we'll start from the beginning. So basically, I had booked this limo. Okay, so I had downloaded an app called Bark. And when I put in the information of like the date and stuff, like multiple limousine companies reached out to me. And were like, hey, this is like, you know, our price and all that stuff. So
the
I guess it's kind of like
Bark?
Booking like a boat in Miami type of vibes. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a platform where you can like okay. book rides and shit. There was one that, yeah, I'll say it. All-Star Limo in Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, no, literally. Never
what are they
going
to do?
And honestly, save
Show
yourself.
Up.
Don't book through them. Like, just don't. So I had contact with the lady. She told me the price. She told me how many hours and all that stuff. I said, okay. They took the deposit. The rest was to be, by their own instruction, given to the driver in cash. So the day of, I had Nassim go and get cash. I'm carrying like $600 in fucking cash, which... what is this, an ASMR video? I'm literally like, what is all this clamoring? Like all this noise. Cheese, Louise, eggs and cheese. You're just like your mother. Bro, your mom was stirring her coffee. You could hear that from the mountaintop. I was like, Rosie, I think it's stirred. By the way, your mom last night, when you went to sleep so early, she was so disappointed in you. She goes, ella no salió a su mamá.
Yeah, no, I sure didn't.
She's like, because yo.
I sure didn't.
Even if I don't play. I'm going to be here hanging out. I'm like...
I mean, she's 60 years old and was launching herself down that hill yesterday.
She sure was. Yeah, she's really the life of the party, I must say. But anyway, so I, on the way to Abby's... Okay, so we're supposed to meet at Abby's at 4 because the limousine was to get there at 5. And that is very important because...
That is very important to
the
story.
The most important thing.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, and that's Lola Blankets.
I am so excited that Lola Blankets is now sponsoring the JK podcast because I truly love my Lola blanket. It has become such a staple in my house. I have multiple of them, and it is absolutely part of my Love Island routine, okay? I'm going to get Nassim to film me in bed with my Lola blanket because that's literally how I am every night in a little cocoon of softness.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I saw Lily wrapped up in her Lola blanket on Do We Know Them, I'm like, wow, that does look incredibly soft.
It
and
is.
Then I was recently at Jessie's house, and her Lola blanket came in. Mine is on its way, but her Lola blanket came in and it was the softest blanket I have ever touched. And I'm not gonna lie, I've had other blankets that felt similar, but there's something about Lola's that's just like extra, extra, extra soft.
Yeah, it's crafted with ultra soft luxury faux fur. It has a signature 4-way stretch. It's double hemmed and machine washable, which is very important in my household. And there's no pilling or shedding, which is also very important to me because usually things that have fur, they'll end up shedding everywhere and this one doesn't.
And it comes in a range of sizes, which is honestly my favorite part. I have the large, which is perfect if you're like with someone and you're cuddling and you're cozy, but it's also like great to just like snuggle up yourself.
But they also have the extra large, which is literally massive. It could cover my entire king bed. It's amazing. But they don't just have regular blankets. They also have weighted blankets, which are great. They have the matching pillows, and they also have dog beds, which I have for Hershey. And I always get compliments on. Kathleen actually was like, oh my God, this dog bed's amazing. I was like, it's Lola. And for a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola Blankets products using the code JKPOD at checkout. All you have to do is head over to lolablankets.com and use the code JKPOD to get that 40% off your order.
And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. And it would mean the world to us if you put that the JK Podcast sent you and you support our show. We love you so much.
And thank you so much to Lola Blankets for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Truly, the ripple effects of these series of events was like
with that.
Crazy.
It started with that.
It really did.
Because, okay, guys, the Hillary Duff concert was at the
Ameris Bank Amphitheater.
It was the amphitheater. So it's like the lawn. You're like sitting with your blankets. It's a vibe, but you got to get there with time.
When I did that for Kesha, we got there with, honestly, not even that much time, but a little bit, like 30 minutes before the show or whatever. And dude, we got like front row lawn seats, and it really changed our experience. It was beautiful. Mind you, booked this like a week or 2 weeks in advance, got confirmation the day before, got confirmation the day of, okay, the morning of. As I'm heading to Abby's house at 4, okay, I get a call from the limousine driver, which naturally I cannot pick up because I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to talk to anybody.
No.
So I had Alex pick up. So Alex picked up the phone for me, and the guy basically said, I have been trying to get your information since 11 in the morning. And what's interesting about that, so All Star Limos is the middleman. They contract out limos is what I'm understanding.
Oh.
So like random people that
left his boat.
Had a boat. I would lose
he
my
left
mind.
It.
Really?
That's the same truck.
Oh my God, he's stalking us. It's my understanding that they contract the limos. So that guy, our driver, was saying like, I've been trying to talk to All Star Limos and get your information, but I haven't had it. So I was just like, so you don't know where to go? No, no, not that. He knew all of that. But his big thing was like, I don't know what color limo you want. He goes, you put a white limo. Literally, I had to grab the phone from Alex because I started getting heated. You know that I don't like to talk to people?
No, literally.
Until it's time. Until it's time.
You took that phone, you're like, so are you coming or what? Like, what's going on? Are you coming or what? Because the guy was like, we don't have a white limo. Yeah, he's like, we don't have a white limo, and that's what you put. And just like, I don't care. Bring me a blue limo. I don't give a shit. A black, blue. I don't give a fuck. Just bring the fucking limo.
I didn't say that like that, by the way. I did not speak like that. I literally just said, hi, am I understanding correct? Like, you're saying the limo color, like, I'm not really sure. And he's like, yeah, it's you put a white one. I said, I don't care what color it is, sir. I really don't. And then he proceeds to start saying, oh, the thing is, if I leave now, it'll be an hour and 20 minutes till I get to you. To which, obviously, I'm hearing you don't want to come. Mind you, it's 4. So if he left at that very moment, which, by the way, I was hearing smoke alarms go off in his house because he was still in his fucking house.
But my thing is that was bullshit. Like, I honestly think that he was banking on you really wanting a white limo.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you wanted white, guys. It's not available. Sorry. And so when you were like, it doesn't matter, bring any color. He was like, oh, but if I leave, I'm not going to get there.
Dude, but that doesn't fucking make any sense because nobody just rents a limo for fun. I mean, literally, yeah, it's not like we're going to prom or something, but like we needed the transportation for 9 people.
No,
period.
Actually.
That's what we needed. So anyway, it started sounding like he didn't want to come. So mm-hmm. I just said, okay, so are you able to come? He's like, yeah, but it will be the hour and 20 minutes. I said, all right, well, if you can leave right now, then that should still be able to work. And so he left. Spoiler alert, didn't get to Abby's house till like 5:45
and yeah. Shit, yeah.
Horrible. Mind you, the entire time that he is on his way, the fucking agency is texting me. By the way, this is the most bizarre shit that's ever happened.
It was really weird because the agency told her originally, okay, give the guy cash. But then when the guy was on the way, he texts Jesse saying like, we already paid the driver. So give us the $600.
I'm going to pull this up because it's actually so fucking bizarre. And I started losing my marbles.
And I thought that they were going to scam us. And I'm not going to lie. It just took me right. I'm not going to lie. My head started turning and took me right back to New Year's Eve with the.
Why does everything have to turn to like death? No, she literally said, what if they just come here and like kill us all. Like, why would that be the fucking scam?
What if like, the scam is like they're gonna fucking take us and chop us up? It like started reminding me of the cabin when the guys were like reading the thermometer, whatever they were reading. And then me and Alex just started going on with that. Alex is the worst person to be near me when I start to spiral because he just feeds into that.
Oh no, 100%.
He's like, a conspiracy, you know what, you're right. He's like, you might be around to something.
So anyway, we had confirmed. I confirmed at 3:26 on Wednesday, and then this was the day before. And then they said, hello, Jessica, you will pay $630 cash to the driver at the time of pickup. And then I asked him, like, is that including tip? Because I was trying to do the math. It wasn't mathing from what we had agreed on before. She's like, yes, including the driver's tip. I said, okay, period. Then they wanted a picture of my ID. I sent it Thursday, 2:22 p.m., like 3 hours before the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
Mind you, the entire time I'm allegedly speaking to a woman named Fiona.
No, that was
why would I actually spoke to this person? It was a man.
Yeah, that, see?
But it said, hello, Jessica, this is Fiona. You have a reservation with us for today. Confirms the pickup. All good? And I say, yes, thank you. Now at 4:15 p.m.,
I literally text them after I get the call from the driver because I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I say, hello. The driver called me and said he did not receive the info from you guys and that now that's going to make him late. He sounded like he wanted us to cancel, but we really need the limo. So we accepted being picked up late. Am I going to have to pay the same price for less time? Because they charge by the hour. And yes, they do, like, if it's 30 minutes, they'll charge you the hour, whatever. But if it's their mistake, I'm like...
They showed up an hour after.
No, yeah, they literally showed up an hour later. They showed up 45 minutes. So I'm like, that's closer to an hour. Like, I'm going to have to pay that extra fucking hour. So they said... Your time will start when the driver picks you up. I said, period.
Perfect.
Turns out that wasn't true.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, honey. That was not true. I'll explain further. I'm getting heated again. I don't know if it's just hot out here. I'm just pissed.
It's actually a lovely day in Georgia. Wow. Oh, there's so no crisp heat and no humidity.
Okay. Your perspective's off because Miami and is a little heat, hot and humid.
No, like, it feels so good out here. Right now in Miami, right now, your whole vagina.
Oh, no, I know.
Would
we wouldn't
puddle.
Even be able to film outside.
Your asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Swimming. Thank swimming.
You. Yeah, for that visual. So then I say, okay. They respond, he is on the way. We'll reach out by 5:30 p.m. Mind you, this guy, Fiona, had called me, okay? And I did pick up because at that point I was getting irritable. And I said on the phone, I said, hey, he's running very late. And obviously, like, I confirmed, I'm like, so am I going to have to pay that whole hour? Because he repeated to me, he goes, so make sure that you Zelle me. Now it changed. He goes, Zelle me $630.
That's what I'm saying, like, sketchy as hell.
No, and it started
feel like
really
they definitely
aggravating
financially
me.
Scammed you.
Hi, Emily.
Oh, she's so cute. Uh-huh.
While we were on the phone, he changes it. He goes, hey, so here's the thing. I had to pay the driver.
The guy must have told him, like, I'm not going over there until I get paid then.
Well, wouldn't you have that agreement?
Jasmine, thank God. She's back.
Why are you so crazy? She literally just roams.
No, like...
She has an air tag. Guys, she cannot get lost.
Oh my God. You know, at first when I was petting her, I thought that was a shock collar. I said, why is
it... Shock collar? Oh my God. What the fuck?
Like, why is Jessie shocking
Jess? First of all, I would never. Guys, for the record, I agree that you shouldn't really have outdoor cats. The only problem is that Jasmine didn't really give us a choice. Like, there, I feel
no,
like
she's
there's
always
some
inside.
Cats. She's inside a lot. Like, especially now, like, it's hot. She wants to go inside. But like, dude, some cats, they will literally, like, we can try our best. She will be waiting and zoom out. And it's just like, you know what? I'm going to take proper precautions. I'm going to air tag her. I'm going to just, like, make sure that she doesn't go out when she's, like, super full. You know what I mean? Because then that could... Anyway.
What does that could do? What?
If you, like, feed them and then they go out, like, right after, then they may not want to come back. You know what I mean? Like, they could get lost. But she wouldn't. She wouldn't. She wouldn't. Anyway, the point is,
wow, you have
she
to,
chose this
you
life.
Have
I didn't choose
cat,
it
like,
for her.
Almost starving for it to love you back no. and come home.
No.
Damn.
Anyway. Okay, back to my drama with this driver. So he changes it to Zelle. He says, okay, well, actually, I had to pay the driver. Now you have to Zelle me $630. To which I replied, hey, that's not the amount like that we agreed on. Well, it is the amount we agreed on, but now he's late and you said that my time will start when he comes. So
exactly.
Now we're not doing that. And he goes, well, whether it's 30 minutes, whatever, we just count it as an hour. And I was like, it's not 30 minutes though. He's going to be even later. But yeah. They still made me pay the 6:30. So I still had to pay him that.
But what do you mean 30 minutes? You got here within 15 minutes of that hour. So like I only got 15 minutes of that
bitch,
hour.
I hate them. I hate them. I hate you, All-Star Level.
Okay. What the fuck, bro?
Anyway,
super weird.
This is when the crazy part starts. He says, $630, please send me now. Okay. And that's when I started like conversing with Kathleen and Joey and Alex. And I said, I feel weird about this. I almost feel like I'm being scammed. And Zelle doesn't have the protections in place that like, you know, your credit card or something do. You can't just charge it back. So I say, I'd feel more comfortable paying when the limo actually arrives, considering plans keep changing. And I want to make sure the car is legit. As soon as he arrives, I will Zelle. Mind you, this is supposed to be when we're pre-gaming and having a good old time for Hillary Duff.
Oh, yeah.
What a buzzkill.
No, like, what a buzzkill. I'm not going to lie. I was having the time of my life when I Red Bull vodka at Abby's house, but so frustrated.
Like, I was just, like, stressed. Anyway, he goes, I already paid the driver. And I said,
good for you, puppy.
Yeah, literally. I said, yes, I understand. I would like to see the car actually arrive before I pay you anything else. As soon as he arrives, I will Zelle you. He says, account office closed by 5 p.m., so need to update the account. He will be there at 5:30. He is on the way. Which is like, now you're inventing that your offices are closed?
Why is he talking to you like Kevin from The Office?
I don't know. I say, at 5:31, he isn't here yet. And his phone number isn't working now. Can you please let me know if there's an uptick? Because I was calling and was going straight to voicemail.
I didn't know that.
Yes. No, I was having a panic attack. I really was. And everybody was like having fun and I was trying not to be a raging bitch, but I was so, you know, my mood gets affected by things like this.
Oh, big time. No, we were leaving. Me and Abby were talking about the concert and Abby's like, I could have stayed a little bit longer, but I know like when Jesse's just like over something.
Well, and first of all, they could have stayed longer. We were even
no,
willing
but Abby
to
was
Uber
also over.
And let them take the limo. Like I was like, you guys can take the limo.
Abby
we
was
don't
over
care.
Us.
No, everybody was. That's the thing. Anyway, we'll get to that. He says ETA 10 minutes. And I said, He is telling me to give him $30 cash. Because when I got there, okay, mind you, I left all the cash in Abby's house because I have a clear bag and I'm not carrying $600-something dollars in cash. So I left it in there and we close the door and I come out and I say, hey, they said they paid you, so I'm going to sell them. Is that right? And he goes, yeah, but you have to give me $30 in cash. I look at him, I go, okay. I literally like defeatingly, like, I was just like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, your response was, okay. And then she like walked back in the house.
I was so frustrated.
To get more cash.
And then I, of course, I didn't have 30, I only had 40. I said, keep the change. I was depressed.
I love how you gave him an extra $10 for him to not drop us off where we wanted him to drop us off.
Don't piss me off, because if I think about it too much again, I'm going to rage. So then Fiona, okay, texts me and says, yes, sends me the email. $600 Zelle, driver on location. I'm like, yeah, I see him. That's why I just had that conversation with him, but okay. And I say, yes, I am Zelling now. Please give me a minute. Okay, that was at 5:50. At 5:51, he texts me, please share a screenshot as well when you've made the payment. At 5:53, question mark, I literally said, my husband is sending payment. Could you please hold on? I was getting so
literally,
pissed.
In that moment, she was like texting the same, like, hey, send them this, whatever. And the guy's like, question mark?
Because I needed to send it for my fucking business account, because I don't know if they're shady or what, but Zelle limited me to $500 paying them on my personal account.
I know, and that doesn't happen. Like,
no, it's usually like $2,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so I don't know what happened.
There's something with their...
Something's going on.
There's something going on. Oh, yeah.
So then he says, all right. And I send the screenshot of the payment and he says, thank you. And you would think it ends there, but he hits me one more time with $30 cash to the driver. To which I say, I already gave it to him. And he says, enjoy your ride. I said, finally.
No, Jesse was like,
I'm free, guys, I'm free. I felt like I had been fucking harassed.
And
for
Jesse
hours.
Was texting like
no, and you can hear my nails. What was it?
A fly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't do that. Because I get scared.
Yesterday. Yesterday when we went really quick, when we were going down the slide, that Jesse got scared, of course, and started crying at
I
the bottom.
Cry a little bit.
My mom goes, ¿Qué pasó? He's like, oh, I'm scared. I'm like, mom, this is something she does. Just
she should
away.
Know that by now. I cried when I spilled wine on her. She should know this about me. Anyway, so finally, we get to, quote, enjoy the ride. First of all, limo is run the fuck down. There's like broken seating.
Okay.
Tissue papers and all the glasses Vegas that were bought straight chooses. From the Dollar Tree.
The white one wasn't available.
I really wish I had gotten the white one. I'm not going to lie, because this limo was not the vibe, guys. Like, first of all, a little stinky.
I didn't notice the stinky.
A little stinky. Squished. And then the craziest part is the tissue paper.
The squish isn't the fault of the limo.
It looks like the Dollar Tree threw up in there. In the fucking cooler section, you could grab yourself a very nice boiling hot Fanta. If you were... thirsty.
Yeah, they like loaded up the limo and it was all like,
no, you know, he was panicking. He got like boxes from his garage. He's like, god damn it, they really want the limo. And he went and he started putting his boiling hot sodas in there, and he didn't have ice, and so he just left.
Beep beep beep. The alarm with this fucking fire thing. Oh my god,
I cannot. So then we start driving. We realized pretty immediately, because like some of the air conditionings and stuff, like they were there, but like literally the air conditioning right in front of me was like broken and like fell into the like inside the car anyway, so I couldn't aim it, so that was great. It just didn't feel very luxe, like some could say. So immediately I realized, like, wow, I'm gonna get real nauseous.
Yeah, it was. The thing is that we were a lot of people in for a small limo.
I also think, like, was he driving bad?
He was frenando.
Yeah,
demasiado.
He was braking really hard.
Wow, he like, was frenando.
And when you're in the limo, and then Kathleen, oh my god, started panicking about like there was no seatbelts, and I was like, if you don't shut the fuck up, because I'm already gonna lose it. And everybody started complaining, and I just wanted to be like one of those moms, you know, like when children.
Nobody else was complaining.
Everybody was like getting nauseous like immediately. To me, that's heartbreaking.
No.
I just wanted everybody to have a good time. Sue me!
It was a great time. I was only saying like, wow, he's really like kind of like frenando so much. I really wish I had my seatbelt. Like, it was just getting a little bit crazy. But that wasn't the craziest part.
No, the craziest part is that one of the girls that came with us unfortunately got a little bit shit-faced hammered.
Before we got in the limo.
Before we got in the limo. She was on the other side of the limo. So all I start hearing... No, thank fucking God.
No, thank God bless.
God bless, of course. Much love. But all of a sudden, I just start hearing like, oh my God, she pissed. She pissed. Like, she peed.
I thought she peed all over herself, which I think would have been less alarming to me.
Oh, 100%. 100%. She had pissed in a red Solo cup, and then for about 45 minutes had to hold it.
In her hand like this?
Yeah.
And then the guy was breaking so severely.
Yeah.
That, like, she was kind of like swaying, and Jesse looked at him. She goes, I swear to God, if some... She's like, I swear to God, if even a drop of piss lands over
I
here.
I will. That will be like Hulk moment. No. Like, I will turn.
She goes, I'm going to start punching each and every one of you. I go, me? She goes, yeah, I'm going to go, boosh, boom, boom, boom. I'm just going to start punching all of you guys.
I felt a lot of rage. It was hot.
The face one by one. I was like, the fuck did I do?
And I said, oh, mama, you're first. I feel you're the first one I'm going to punch in the face. the rage I will feel if I get urine on me. I cannot.
That was so fucking
so crazy. I was just like so ready to get out of that limousine. But then of course we get there and the guy passes the entrance of where he's supposed to drop us off like four times. And literally by that time, like as he finally turned around and stuff, we just said, let us out. Just let us out right here.
No,
because
we'll the thing is that we were like looking on the map and Abby kept telling him like, no, turn into here. He's like, no, I can't go in there. Whatever. We're going, no, turn in, whatever. There was even an Uber drop off section.
I know, but Abby kept telling him, roll your windows up. Just do it with confidence. And I'm like, Abby, I don't think he's going to listen to you right now.
But like, he didn't want to go anywhere to a point where we were like, just stop on the street. Just stop on the street. We're going to get out right now. And Jesse's literally sitting there going, let me out. Let me out.
Bro, then, and this is what pisses me off. Listen, guys, I love to have a hee hee ha ha moment. And last night I was shwasted. But I hate, that's why I always get annoyed with Nassim. I hate like sloppy drunks or like when somebody is like really unaware of their surroundings.
Right.
It enrages me because I'm just like, I don't understand that.
It took us 5 minutes to get off of the
limo. Okay, so mind you, we're stopped basically in the middle of the street to get off the sidewalk. Someone decides they want to refill up their strawberry margarita in a red Solo cup. And I literally, what did I say? I don't know. I
got the door. No, no. Jesse was on fire. Okay.
I was
the
really
door
mad.
Goes open and like Alex goes out first. He's at the edge of the limousine, whatever. And I don't know. Like, yeah, the girls were doing so, like the
shuffling around. Something was not being done fast
Jesse goes,
enough.
Out. Let's go. What? Come on. Move it. Pick it up. Like a literal bus driver, like going on field trip and the kids are not trying to get out of the bus. She's like, come on. And then she's like, oh, I'm trying to fill my, she's filling the drink. And Jesse goes, if it's not filled up, mama, like, let it go, mama. Just keep moving. If you don't got your strawberry margarita, Get out of the limo. Get out.
He was like trying to hide and recoil into herself. Guys, I fear I maybe do like confrontation.
I want to say you love him.
How I've evolved since the start of this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that I love confrontation. I don't like being mean. But sometimes someone's got to lay down the
law. No, it's just that when you're on edge, you had a very, very stressful ride.
I was hot. I was nauseous.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the fuck out of there. So I'm going to give this one to Hillary. I was irate at the entrance already.
And that's what it was. That's honestly just what it was.
A piece of it.
And then we get up to the front. We ask for a drink with a little microphone on top and they're sold out.
No. They're not just sold out. The two girls in front of us got the last two. I literally was like, someone get me out of this fucking hell.
We really wanted that cup with a microphone on it.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Podzyme.
You guys ever go out to eat and feel like really stressed because you know you can't eat the foods that everybody around you is eating? Well, with Podzyme, you can enjoy your favorite foods without the pain.
Yeah, Podzyme is amazing. It is a tasteless powder that you sprinkle right onto your food. It helps break down FODMAPs, which are the hard-to-digest components in food that can cause bloating, gas, and pain before they cause discomfort.
And I honestly love Podzyme. Jesse, I went to Chili's the other day with my friends, and you know how Chili's has like those greasy mozzarella sticks? And all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, super delicious. I passed around Fodzymes.
Yeah.
And everybody enjoyed it and said amazing things about it. They were like texting me the next day.
Yeah. Basically, think of it like Lactaid. You know, a lot of people are familiar with Lactaid, but it's not just for dairy. It's for garlic, onions, wheat, beans, cheese, other common foods with FODMAPs.
And honestly, Fodzyme isn't just another supplement for a quick fix. It was created by Harvard-trained scientists and has been clinically studied. Plus, it was founded by an IBS sufferer who was tired of feeling uncomfortable after every meal. And as an IBS girly, I feel that.
And something really cool about Fodzyme is that every customer gets access to a free product consultation with a registered dietitian. It's not like an AI chatbot. It's not an FAQ page. Like, it's an actual dietitian who can walk you through how to use Fodzyme with your specific trigger foods and help you build a plan that works for your life, which is amazing.
So we are so excited to partner with Fodzyme, and they're offering you 30% off your first order when you go to icaneatagain.com/jkpod.
That's icaneatagain.com/jkpod for 30% off your first order, so you can finally enjoy your favorite foods without the pain. Just go to icaneatagain.com/jkpod, and thank you so much to Fodzyme for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
So then they gave us one with a hat, which literally,
stupid.
Literally, no, but what pisses, this is so Kathleen coded. We're there, we're getting our drinks. They hand us regular shakers and Kathleen goes, oh man, where's my hat? We ask for the hat, she gives us the hat. Kathleen, we walk away 2 feet. She goes, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this hat? I said, what? You asked for this.
I thought it served a purpose. You know what I mean? Like, I thought the hat was going to do something. I'm like, wait, this is just a plastic thing that goes on your cup?
Yeah.
How wasteful. What the fuck is that for?
Well, it ended up being the guacamole marker on our blanket so that we knew where guacamole was.
Honestly, it was useful.
So we got some drinks. They were kind of ass. And then we went to our seats.
Yeah, my drink was not good.
It was not that good. I love how we first, we did a fantabulous moment. We both tried our drinks. We said, Delicious.
We're like, it was more like,
no, yeah. No, it was not good. So it was like it was a pre-mixed thing. Anyway, not important. We go, we sit down. We have the world's worst seats because our limo driver was fucking an hour late.
Yeah, so we have a giant. I'll insert a video of her opening, which was Wake Up, which is amazing. I love that song.
Yeah, I felt good in the beginning.
Right? Like, it felt so good. But I mean, there was a giant pole. We could barely see her. But
I could barely see the TVs, to be honest.
But it really did feel good. Like, I will say it was a crowd just full of millennials.
It was. Okay, so Kesha, life-changing concert, same amphitheater. I loved that crowd. The effervescence was amazing because it was the girls and the gays. And yes, there was the girls and the gays here as well, but it was really just more millennials looking for nostalgia. Which, like, obviously I knew that was going to happen because Hilary Duff is not necessarily known for her singing and, like, songs. Like, some of her songs are super, like, classic and you just, like, remember your childhood and stuff, but, like, she's not, like, you know, performance-wise, you know, it's not great. So it was a bunch of millennials that were like looking for nostalgia and it just didn't feel as magical as Kesha felt. And obviously I'm going to compare everything to that because I went there and it's the same location and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I stood for the first song. And then honestly, guys, I'm just going to be 100%. Listen, Hilary Duff looks absolutely insanely.
She looks great. She looks great.
Nobody glows like Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I love her so much. I truly do.
I know.
She is like a child star that made it through, had a family, whatever. And she's like normal.
Yeah.
The rest of them are pretty toasty.
However, I am going to say this. Maybe some people disagree with me.
You're going to say the ridiculous lip singing thing?
Okay. It's not just that she lip... Well, yes, it is. Guys.
The fact that you thought that Hilary Duff was going to go up there and sing is crazy.
Okay. But what's crazier is that, like, Britney, right? Britney can't sing. So what did Britney do? Britney would lip sync, but she would dance her fucking heart out.
Okay, but she's Britney Spears.
Hilary Duff, God bless, had zero dancers and it was her stepping from left to right and crouching the entire concert.
Okay.
And I'm sorry,
it was,
but
also
that is
only
not
$70 a ticket
for our tickets, not for other people's. We sat on lawn.
I get what you're saying. I mean, when we go to Olivia Dean, it's just gonna be her with her microphone and she's gonna be going like this the whole time.
Yeah, what's the difference?
She's an incredible singer.
That's the difference.
She's an incredible
singer.
That's
the difference. Like, she's, I can so watch somebody, and I have before. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, you go to John Mayer, and he's literally just fucking...
But he's fucking doing crazy
shit.
Yeah,
he has a great...
Musically
okay.
and talently.
So, okay, the thing is, you're not there for the talent and the dance.
Yeah,
you're not.
But I realize, unfortunately, I am. Like, when I go to a live performance, I don't even need them
then
to
you
sing,
don't go
like,
to
amazing. Well, obviously. But, like, it was a little disappointing. She could have had dancers. She could have had
She
some
sang
people.
Over the track, though. She did
okay.
sing.
Yeah, the track was just at 100%, I fear. It literally was, like, playing her CD, and then there was zero dancing involved. The only dance that she does, La Pobre, is the fucking cringe dance from TikTok.
The dun, 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 dun. No, it's good. It's really good.
So, guys, I got over it quick. I'm going to be honest. Like, if you guys are going to Hilary Duff, maybe the nostalgia is enough for you. And maybe, I mean, I saw some people say, like, wow, she was magical. This was the best night of my life.
I'm because
like,
it
perspective
hits.
Is everything.
But the thing is that it's because, truly, if it wasn't that Hilary Duff grew up with us, that we have such a strong connection to our childhood through Hilary Duff, would people be standing there, like, giving your head under the dive bar? Fucking it. Like, would people really be jamming hardcore
absolutely
if Hilary
not.
Duff just came out no. and, like, became, like, a like an artist right now?
Well, she wouldn't.
No. No. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it,
but
it,
how much can
it makes
McGuire
people
carry
feel alive
through, like,
oh,
anything.
So much. That little montage of her videos. Like, she put a little montage on the TV of, like, her and the Lizzie McGuire show and a bunch of little things growing up. And I was like, that's my girl.
I guess it just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys
and I mean
booked these tickets, I gotta be honest. Well, we really are the complainers, am I right?
I know. Yeah. Hello, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome to our podcast.
But as soon as we bought the merch, I looked at her and I said, oh my God, what I would give to be out of here.
And I told her, I'm like, I can go.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, honey.
I was like, I'm
that
ready to go.
That's not what you said.
What do you mean?
To me, you're like, yeah, I'm dying to get the fuck out of here.
No, I didn't. I said, yes, yeah, I can get out of here.
No, no.
I'm ready to go.
No, no. You really wanted to go.
Here's the thing. When it comes to me, I right. could be at a place, truly, like, I don't know what it is about me, but, like, I could be at a place having the time of my life, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. Dude, I was having the time of my life at the Bad Bunny concert, and I begged Ceci to leave before the encore. I said, please. Before he sings his last song, let's just go, the crowd, whatever. She's like, if you fucking think we came all the way to Puerto Rico, and I'm not gonna fucking... And like, don't get me wrong, I'm so glad that I did because his last song was epic, whatever. Did I want to kill myself on my way out? Yes, I did.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I hate
crowds.
Especially
the crowd situation with concerts. I will stay till the end if it's a person that is worth watching till the end.
Even the person I love the most in this world, I will leave right before.
I'm not not like that. I will stay.
I just hate crowds.
As I pictured us trying to find this fucking limo driver.
Yeah, that was my concern. The thing is that we also told the guy, we'll be good by 10 p.m. We saw that 10 p.m. was rolling on. We were getting the merch, and I'm like, bro, let's just go. Like, the limo guy's about to be there. Like, we heard a couple songs. We saw Hillary. Like, let's just go. It was great. It's time to go.
And I was expecting everybody to stay, but as soon as we mentioned that we were leaving, they were like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, nobody wanted to stay.
Well, it no, just Courtney and...
No, they left.
No. Abby told me yesterday that they walked with us to the front and they stayed there the rest of the night.
Oh, interesting.
Did we see that? Who, Alex was calling Chelsea the whole night? Yeah, her name is Courtney.
No, he was calling Summer Chelsea. It's even worse.
That's worse.
Yeah.
No, and then she goes, wait, you're right. She goes, it's okay. Some people call me Winter.
And I was like, no, that's not as bad as Chelsea. Chelsea is not even close. But yeah, I just couldn't picture myself having to endure the crowd and finding the limo driver.
In that crowd, because it was a bitch to get off of the limo with the crowd.
I don't mind doing all of that.
No, that would
drive me. But the concert was not worth that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it wasn't.
It was fun.
I looked up her, hey now, because that's the last song, of course, so we missed that. And it was the same thing she had done the whole night. Sidestep. Sidestep. This is a crouch and sidestep.
She doesn't have Sabrina Carpenter budget.
You don't need a budget to move your body. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, she's never been a fucking dancer.
Live music genuinely fills my soul. I love live music so much, and it was not a great performance.
Ruben over here.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, if my dad was there. Oh, my.
Give me the microphone. Let me do it.
What is this, karaoke?
I had a good time.
I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm. I really did have a great
time. So good. We had to go. I love my shirts.
No, it's so funny. We're such fake fans. We're like, what the fuck is lucky me? Whatever. And then there was another shirt that said luck dot 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 or something. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's the dumbest shit. What is that? I Googled it today. Literally, that's the name of her album.
No, no. When you said what is lucky me, I did say it's a lucky me tour.
Yeah. And I said, why would it be called the lucky me tour? What does that mean?
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry. I just did not. Unfortunately, I didn't have a fantabulous time. I had a fantabulous time when we finally got home. I said, wow, thank God I'm back.
I almost didn't come here to this concert. Like, who was gonna sing Play With Fire at the top of their lungs in your crowd?
I think we would have been all right. No. And the craziest part is, like, I wasn't really even, because I sat down after the first song. I said, I'm sitting down. God bless.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't have it in me. And fucking Kathleen, dead in front of me, just shaking her ass. I could not see a gosh darn thing.
I'm like, Play With Fire. And she's like, can you fucking move? I can't see shit. I'm like, care, you can't even see anything with this big pole in the way.
It was just not giving what needed to be gave.
I had the time of my life.
I'm so happy.
It was great. We went home, we came back, we hung out, we saw Love Island. Fucking crazy. Okay. And then the next day, it was barbecue day.
It was, guys, what a fantastic time. So when they first got here, literally Wednesday night, Kathleen's mom looked at this slope that I have in my house and she goes,
I love how everybody thinks it was me. Why do people keep saying it was my mom's idea?
Because I spoke to your mom about it.
No,
you.
Me and my mom were standing outside and there was a thing, and at the same fucking time, I go, oh my God, mom, wouldn't it be fun if we just went down? She goes, and she turns around, she goes, ustedes nunca have put, like, it was the same.
She stole your idea right on the same spot.
Like, literally. I said, mom, and then she goes, ustedes nunca, and everybody thought that it was her fucking idea. Damn. It was technically mine and my mom's at the same time, I want to say.
Okay, well, I have a big slope, and somebody said, wow, wouldn't it be so great if we get, like, a big-ass plastic tarp and literally slide down this with water and soap? And I said, like, that sounds a little crazy, but whatever. Then that became, like, we have to do that.
No, we were determined.
Yeah, we had
we
to do
determined.
It.
We were determined. So Alex picked up, like, an order from Lowe's. He got, like, a big black tarp. We put the manguera there. Soap, water. Wow.
It was so fun.
So much fun.
Multiple injuries did occur.
Jonathan almost lost his elbow.
I have a bruise on my ass.
Jonathan was bleeding all over the floor.
What?
His elbow back here?
No.
When he opened it, it was blood everywhere.
Oh my God.
He was going down that at such a velocity.
Why do you think I couldn't catch him? So I was the catcher at the bottom, and multiple people just went right through my hands.
I have so much footage. It's great.
I legitimately was trying to catch everybody, but the more I would try to catch them, the more slippery they were because of the soap.
I know. No. And then it was kind of like us doing it, and my mom was like, oh, I'm throwing myself. I don't know why Yomani wouldn't do it. He's like so fun. He didn't want to do it. He was like scared. None of the adults did it, but my mom, and then your mom did it too. But my mom was launching herself down that fucking hill with her little leggings.
Tits first.
Yeah, tits first with her little leggings. It was crazy.
She really did. No, your mom is so much fun. But guys, that was like a core memory. Amelie went down that thing like 55 times.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Jessie's going to have to pull out that black tarp for
she
Amelie.
Asked me today, she goes, mommy, can I slide down the garbage bag today?
No, you're going to have to let her.
Yowza.
Yeah, no, like she's going to be asking for that every weekend.
Fuck my whole life. Honestly.
Tell me that's not the perfect addition to a barbecue day.
It is, but honestly, like,
we just need to make like a barrier cushions. Like, we need to find out a barrier so people can crash.
There needs to be a better solution.
Yeah. It was our first time trying it.
I'm thinking, what if I just buy in like an extra large slip and slide that has like the pool thing at the end? You know what I mean? Like a big ass.
It would have to end in the pool at the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think we need to have just like something that when you go to the bottom, you can hit like a floaty type of thing.
Yeah, guys, there was no stop. The only stop was the person.
Or the trees.
Yeah. And then we tried to do this thing where we would like hold up the bag, but literally whenever somebody would come down, it would like fly out of my hands and they would keep flying into the forest. I was like, oh no.
No, it was fucking insane. Bro,
it was
Amelie
hilarious.
Was, no fear. Amelie was throwing herself down. No, at one point, Jesse goes to stand up and Amelie like goes to sit down and she's like, Amelie, no, me and Capina are going to go down the slide for, and like Jesse tripped and just fell down the fucking slide.
You cannot catch yourself either.
So Abby soapy. Caught the very end of it when oh she saw God. You falling. It was
I literally
so...
was trying to claw for my life, but I couldn't. I was already sliding down. It was so fucking fun. I had grass in my literal asshole that Girl. I had to dig out.
When I was showering after?
Yes.
Like so much grass
my
was in
my drain
tub.
Was like clogged with the fucking grass.
Really coming out of my ass.
We really have to find a better solution, I do fear.
No.
But so fucking
I do
fun.
Think we need to have a more extended tarp. It needs to be wider.
Extended?
Yeah, like fatter. Like oh. fatter. And then we have to have like some sort of water tub at the bottom. Something. Some sort of thing that you can like go into. But the thing is that like, you don't have like a, you know what I mean? Like to put like a pool at the bottom. But we have to find a way to hit like a salvavida. Where
yeah,
it, like,
for sure.
You. Like the edge of a pool or something.
Yeah. I gotta really get to work on that.
Yeah, you really do. Next time we come.
Next time.
Giovanni's already like planning the next trip.
I love that so much. You know that I have my imposter syndrome where I think everybody's having a horrible time.
I don't get that.
Because everything's like a blur and I'm just like, did anything happen? I don't even remember.
Oh my God, but it was so good. We had La Vie and Jesse. However, she made a drink before La Vie and Jesse that to me was even better.
Really?
Yeah, like it had...
That's the one Janice had told me about.
Oh my God, Janice, right on the money.
So she tried a drink similar to this on her cruise. And so we found like a copycat recipe and then I slushed it. So essentially it's like strawberry gin, blueberry puree.
That's what made it.
Lavender syrup and a lot of lemons.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was like tart and
it was
refreshing.
Giving, like, smoothie. Oh, and pineapple juice. Pineapple
no,
juice.
It was like a smoothie. It was like
yeah,
a,
I was
oh
giving
God.
Smoothie.
Yeah, I was like, go look at that shit.
So I drank that, and then I drank Livy and Jesse, and it's so funny because I was like, even when I'm drunk, like I'm not like belligerent drunk. So like I was just drinking a White
You're
Claw.
Never a sloppy drunk.
No, I'm not. Never. That's why I get so annoyed with people who are because
it's
I'm
so
like,
crazy
because
she took down like 48 slushy drinks
minimum,
and like,
I feel it today, but no. You wouldn't really be able to
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, you're really
I
not.
I don't know why. And that's
about the opposite of Nassim, I want to say.
I do fear. I do fear. And what's crazy, though, is that, like, that's why I like to drink more than I like to smoke or anything. Because I like to be in control. And drinking is something I could do and still be in control.
That's so crazy,
and
to
feel
me.
Like, super crazy, you know?
I feel the opposite, as you know.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
So I drank a shit ton of those. And then when we were playing pool, I had to switch to White Claw. Because I was like, if I keep drinking, Livy and Jesse, I'm going to throw up everywhere. And so I, at one point, said something like, oh, I'm not really, like, drunk or whatever. And Ali looked at me. Ali's my husband's best friend. And he looked at me and he goes, if you're not drunk, then why are you drinking a White Claw when there's still slushy left? I said, oh my God, that's so... You clocked me.
He clocked you,
bro. That was so true. I could not take another slushy. I was going to
The fact
up.
That you were still taking White Claw is crazy.
Bro, if you weighed any of my White Claws, they were all 75% full and super hot.
I bet.
I just like was babysitting them.
Guys, okay, so after our barbecue, it was amazing. Jesse made like hibachi on her thing.
What a hit.
Bro, that shit was so good.
I did literally scorch my wrist
that
permanently.
Is crazy.
Third degree burns, I would say.
That is crazy. It was so good. The food was amazing. I had the best time. It really was such a fucking amazing day yesterday.
Oh my God. But isn't the
so
vibe of
fun.
My backyard, like the deck and stuff, and just the way it brings people together in the pool table.
I'm not gonna lie, your last backyard was so fucking depressing.
It is.
Like there was something so like gray and sad about
That's
it.
That's why you kept saying I live in a serial killer neighborhood.
Yeah, like no offense to you, Abby, who still lives in that neighborhood. But God, it's a serial killer. Abby's backyard is so cute though, with her like she was really like bringing the life to it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you
she
have
brings
to.
The life to it. With all her I love Abby's house. But your backyard and the porch and like, oh my God, it's just
the vibes.
It is such a beautiful I love like the nature and like even more the inside of your house is gorgeous, but even your front yard, like with it, oh, I just love it. I love it. I love it.
No, I do find a lot of peace here.
Yeah.
And also, I just love how this house brings people together. Like always, no matter what you're doing, everybody somehow is together and involved with each other. And
yeah,
I just think that's
does,
so beautiful.
It does help that like the pool table area really is right next to the kitchen and like outside and everybody's together. Guys, okay. I've mentioned this about my stepdad. He's so competitive and he's Hispanic, but like on a level of, he came from Cuba when he was 30 years old and still doesn't speak English. He's like practically 60 at this point. And you know, he doesn't speak English. It's fine. But when he talks, he doesn't know how to talk. Amelie's at the door.
I know.
He's like,
she kept saying she has really bad separation anxiety.
I know,
fear.
No, look. FOMO, girl. That's straight up FOMO she has.
She told me when I was setting everything up that when I was like, oh, baby, I'm going to go film. She goes, yeah, I'm going to go film too.
I said, no. You're not gonna. She knows like my shit. And she'll be like, are you filming today or are you editing? And I'm like, oh my God.
No, literally, I went downstairs and she had like a little fake laptop with her like headphones on. I'm like, are you editing like Joey? She's like, yeah, I'm working. But what was I saying?
You were saying that your stepdad is aggressively loud. Oh my God. And loud. Yeah,
like when he talks, he's not talking. He literally is screaming, but he's talking.
Well, so I did start getting scared when he first picked up a pool, like the cue. And then like, I'd like to joke. So I was just like, oh, Aki, like, here we go. He did not. Like even acknowledge my existence. I said, uh-oh, he's getting very serious. And he's like, but then I realized, like, yeah, he likes to have fun and stuff. He's really good at pool. Really fucking
good. He is really good at pool. And he's very competitive.
Yeah.
He's very competitive at everything he does. He's a Virgo. God bless.
Oh my God. He was so competitive. And he would get annoyed too because Nassim was so fucked up and wasn't tip-top shape with
him. No.
With
he would hit the... Nassim would like hit it and it would kind of go
the
whatever.
The Q would like fly.
And Yone would be like... Like he would just be like, like he was getting so annoyed. Not like in a bad way. It was just like, what are you doing? I'm like, Giovanni, he cannot see. He sees like three balls on the table.
I agree.
And he's so Virgo. Jesse goes, oh my God, okay, let's play 3-on-3. So it was like Nassim, Giovanni, my stepdad, and then Ali. And Jesse's like, let's play 3-on-3. So me, not me. Like Jesse was like, me, Alex, and Joey, them three against them three. And Giovanni's like, that this doesn't exist.
No. Yeah. He goes, we can't do that. I said, we could do whatever we want.
He's like, eso no existe en pool. You don't play 3-on-3. I'm like, I'm sorry, are we in the Olympics? Is this a fucking tournament right now? What's
Unfortunately,
going on?
We are.
I'm like, what a Virgo.
No. And then, like, if he thought that a rule didn't apply to him, he would fight it really hard. But then he would scare me because he would just be like, okay, go ahead then. And I was like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. It's like, now he's mad at me.
No, but he was not actually mad. But I kept going up to Alex and being like, I hope you understand that he's just screaming, but he's not really screaming.
I literally I feel dying.
Like, you know, white people don't understand Hispanics. I know.
No, but even Ali kept coming around to, like, all of us and saying, like, guys, we're just playing.
He kept going around and be like, everybody's okay, right? Like, we were all getting along so well.
There was one point where I did almost boycott the table because rules were being broken. But regardless,
I went to bed by that time. Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's Kickoff.
If you guys don't already know, Kickoff is the number one credit building app in the App Store, and they have plans that start at just $5 a month with no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's a very, very cool tool to use to build your credit because truly, I wish I had that when I was younger. I absolutely obliterated my credit and I had to build it the old fashioned way. And spoiler alert, I didn't really know how to build it. So Kickoff would have been so helpful back in the day.
Yeah, and users with credit score under 600 grow an average of 86 points just by paying on time.
So Kickoff has three plans. They have their basic, premium, and ultimate plan. And how it works is your new account immediately diversifies your credit mix. And then each on-time monthly Kickoff payment builds payment history. And because your monthly payments are so small, your credit utilization, which is the amount of credit that you're actually using, gets healthier fast. And it's all stuff that, quite frankly, I don't understand, but I know that credit bureaus are looking for. So if you're looking to like buy a car or buy a home and you're unsure of how to build your credit, Kickoff is an amazing way to do that quickly.
And you can sign up just in minutes straight from your phone. You could even set up auto pay so you never have to worry about missing a payment. So start building your credit with Kickoff today and get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/jkpod today.
That's Kickoff without the C. So get kickoff.com/jkpod. And you must sign up via getkickoff.com/jkpod to activate this offer. And the offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only. Subject to approval, offers subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 86 points between August 2024 and August 2025 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid on time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during this period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary. And thank you so much to Kickoff for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Bro, then Nassim, bro, Nassim giving me the Heimlich.
Guys, Nassim is a very, very affectionate drunk, okay? He likes to hug, spit. He likes to do like a lot of things and talk and scream, whatever, when he's drunk. And he was kind of belligerent because earlier that day he went to like a FIFA game.
Yeah, it was a World Cup thing that he watched it like in the same kind of vibe as like the Sphere in Vegas, but in Atlanta.
Yeah, bro. And I was drunk when he was like showing me like the footage and I thought he was at the game.
It looks like you are.
I thought he was there.
It really
looks. I didn't know it was a fucking screen.
Yeah, it's a screen.
So he was already loopy when he got there. So imagine after the barbecue and all of that, this is at the end of the night. And he went to go pick up Jesse to like celebrate his win, right? Like Jesse's like,
mind you, I'm not on his team. So why do I even want to celebrate with you? I'm confused.
Jesse's like facing me. I go to walk past her and he fully goes like this to her.
He picks me up from behind.
I see the bottom of Jesse's feet. Jesse goes up like this.
I'm not joking. I almost vomited because he performed the Heimlich.
The Heimlich maneuver.
He performed the Heimlich on me. And since I wasn't choking, I literally just went like that. I just fucking almost threw up.
He wasn't doing it on purpose, but I was like, not the Heimlich maneuver.
No, no. And the thing is that I tell him all the time, I'm like, you don't realize, like, he could go like this or he'll think he's just going like this, but he's really going like that. I'm like, you're so rough. Like, you don't even realize you're like a bull doing shit.
Oh my God.
So then, like, I'll tell him that and he goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, no. Like,
I just love you so much.
Yeah, Nassim doesn't really know personal space when he's drinking. And then I literally said, if you don't just stay, because he thinks it's funny to like fuck with people when they're playing pool and stuff. I said, I'm going to zip tie your legs to the fucking stool. Do you understand? Zip tie to the stool.
No, the amount of times just yet. Tell him, like, you are hurting people.
Like, literally look at Kathleen. Bro, he would come up to Kathleen and Kathleen was like this. I'm like, this is not okay. Leave everyone alone.
And he goes, you don't want to hug me? I said, no, right now. Not right now. I'm scared. Not right now. He's so fucking funny. Oh my God.
Anyway, they did end up winning. Bro, I think the score was literally like 7-9. We played like 18 fucking pool games. I don't know if that's the math.
7-9?
Yeah.
Joey said that you guys like almost won.
Yeah, I think that there was some cheating that did occur or like some rules that shouldn't have been.
I will say, my stepdad says that Alex James is a cheater. A pool cheater.
Why?
He said that one time he like bent over and like pretended to put like a ball in the middle of the table and he took it out of the thing or something. I don't know. Word on the street. So he's a cheater.
I don't believe that.
Joey was not on Giovanni's team and Joey said,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, well.
Well, anyway, I have decided that I'm going to get 3 indoor pool cameras. I'm going to put one on the roof, like a bird's eye. One on that side, one on that side, so we can do real life replays.
Yeah, because there were so many people accusing the other team of like cheating and touching
things.
Yeah,
we can't have that anymore. We need live replays.
Yeah, I got real saucy, so they were like, we're putting cameras.
Exactly.
That's crazy. I hope you know that's psychotic. Help you know to put cameras.
There's a lot of things I do that are psychotic, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God.
But anyway, all of that being said, it was truly such a fun fucking trip.
It really
I've had such a great time. I do feel like a corpse today, I'm not gonna lie, but
I have such a great time after we complained for 45 minutes.
I had the best time. I really did. It's just like us in New York.
I know, truly.
But Georgia's so great, am I right?
Georgia is nice. I like it.
Right? It's a vibe.
Honestly, I'm a Georgia peach now.
Yeah, it's really fun. Am. You had chicken salad chick.
Oh my God. Okay. Guys,
I told her, I said, chicken salad chick is not what people make it out to be. It's not going to change your fucking life.
The way that I've been seeing videos, no, it was really good. Let me explain.
Is your life changed?
No, but the thing is that I have been seeing so many videos recently about chicken salad chick, like so much, and how people are like, it's the best chicken salad, it's going to change it. Like, kind of how I talk about George's Wine Bar.
Right.
Right. And so when I ate it, I had the Fancy Nancy and the Jalapeno Holly. It was really good.
I gotta make Dole Whip mimosas in my slushie. I just had an epiphany. Without all the crazy shit that makes us feel sick.
No, but it's they a put
champagne.
Though.
Yeah, but they put champagne and vodka in it. I think I would just stick to vodka or just champagne so that it wouldn't make us sick.
Oh my God. How did we not think to do that?
I'm pissed.
I'm super pissed. Can we make it before I leave?
I could probably do like an Instacart order for the ingredients.
Come on.
Let me look that up. Go ahead.
People were talking about it, whatever. I got the Jalapeno Holly and I got the Fancy Nancy. Everybody said the Fancy Nancy was better. I mean, the Jalapeno was really good too. And don't get me wrong. It was delicious. Like, it was probably one of the best chicken salads like I have ever eaten.
How many have you eaten?
Not that many. Not that many, but I think it is one of the best I've ever eaten. However, I think that maybe in general, chicken salad probably isn't life-changing. You know what I mean?
I even like the fucking cranberry chicken salad more from Publix than chicken salad.
No, I mean, it was good. It was good. I just honestly expected to have an orgasm while I was chewing it.
Because of the way that people talk about it, but yeah. I was like, there's no way. Mine was like pretty good. I got the like Maui. It's like the jalapeno one with pineapple and bacon. And
yummy,
cheese and
that's
shit.
Delicious.
If they add bacon and cheese and all that shit, yeah, it's gonna make it better. But I don't feel like they season it.
It was good though. It was good. It was good. I thought it would be maybe like 20% better.
Thank God we actually agreed on that one.
I was so excited too, and I was like, every time she would make a joke, I'm like, you guys have that here. And then when I saw that there was a chicken salad chick here, I'm like, you guys have that here. I was so excited. I am very upset that no one offered to take me to Bucky's. I will say,
girl, I don't have a Bucky's that close.
How close is
I really
Bucky's?
Don't. Pretty far.
So depressed.
I feel ill. I'm like literally in between every sentence. I'm like,
yeah, honestly, I have a little bit of like a brain fog.
Let me
right
fall
now.
Asleep really quick. I'm looking up what the recipe is. You literally have to leave in like 30 minutes. What am I talking about? We're not making Dole Whip mimosas.
Do I?
But anyway, what a beautiful trip. So fun. I honestly cannot wait for you guys to come again.
I
such a grand old time.
Neither can you buy.
It feels like we don't have to wait till New Year's to have our little cabin. You know what I mean?
That's what it feels like here. Oh my God, it really does. No, Yoani was having the time of his life with that damn pool table last night. It truly was such a great time, such a vibe. I always have a good time here.
Oh my God.
I've only been here once, but you know what I mean?
You did shame me for my messy makeup table on your Instagram stories, but I will forgive it.
I did. I will say you're a fucking animal.
Well, my favorite part is when you organized all my stuff and I couldn't find God.
That is not
damn
true. I used, it's funny because Ceci, her whole life, they called her Messy Ceci. And every time, did they call you Messy Jessie?
Yeah, my gamer tag is Messy Jessie 007.
Oh my God. Okay, well, that's true. You're right. Ceci was like, hello, she's not going to know where anything is after cleaning all of that shit. I'm like, no, I used context clues.
Yeah, no, there is no context clues.
Yes, I did, because I put even like your eye things with your eye things. I put your powders with your powder, I put your skincare all together. I put your palettes.
That's where you would put things, not where I would put
them. No, because I opened the thing. I saw one powder. I said, okay, so the rest of the powder should go in here.
No, wrong.
Thank you.
Oh my God. That just scared me. That literally just scared me so fucking bad. Oh my God. I thought there was something like a wasp or something. My nervous system cannot take this today.
I did my best.
What I usually do is my top drawer is all the stuff that I use every day and I just jam it in there when I want to organize.
Oh, I didn't know that was your system. I didn't know. Sorry.
That way everything is there.
No, literally, I'm not going to lie. You need a new desk.
I need a new desk, guys. I have it's the same shitty fucked up vanity from the days in Pomona when I was living in California. And I did have a very long thought about it when I moved. I was like, am I really going to move this piece of shit with me? And I said, yeah, I don't feel like buying and building a whole new fucking vanity, but I must.
You must.
And they sell super cute ones too.
Yeah.
Like with the mirror. Like I could give that mirror to my mom. I've had that mirror since I lived in 1111 Wilshire with Joey and Leslie.
No,
In LA.
It's crazy. It really is.
But it does a trick, so I haven't really changed it. But yeah, one drawer doesn't close.
A couple of them are like, you know, it's time to let go.
It is time, I feel.
It really is time to let go.
But anyway, shall we do a lights, camera, smiles and wrap this bad boy up? Okay, this one is me in the limousine. It says, trying to be in my soft girl era, but this is me when I'm even slightly overstimulated.
On everything I love, I'm about to burn my house down. Like, truly, I'm about to do the worst. Like, I am about to...
Anything happens, I'm like, I'm going to set... My wreath fell.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
My wreaths have been holding on so strong until Alex James came here.
You think every time he opened the
door?
No,
you know why? Because him as Debbie is selling wreaths on his shop for like $300. I said, I know what you're trying to do.
He cursed.
He cursed my wreath so that I would have to buy his wreaths
for
$300.
Oh my God, so many people came up to Alex at the Hilary Duff concert.
So many people came up to you.
No, to Alex.
But to you too.
Yeah, I did meet a few people. It was really nice.
And I always know that they know you from like a long time ago because I'm just like, they don't know the JK podcast. That's so sad.
A couple people said, oh my God, I love the podcast.
Really?
Hello, the girl that was like, hi, Jessie, on the lawn.
Oh, her, yeah.
Yeah, super nice.
Abby was saying that people were looking at us, but they didn't come up to us.
I'm sure, guys. That was you guys. You saw us there.
Yeah, but that makes me sad.
I know, we're so approachable, too.
We are. I mean, it might not have been. I would have been so nice, but I was joking. In full, like, post-limo, like, nausea, stressed, hot, hungry, tired. I was miserable.
You really were. I don't have my lights, camera, smiles, guys.
Perfect. All right, we'll just get on out of here then.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to them, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. My God, I'm hot, and you know what happens when I'm hot. I'm irritable. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, we gotta go.
But as always, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK!
Bye.
Bye.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.